Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, and you're at Eureka Street Crypto, broadcasting live from Leander, Texas. It is, what a day is it? It's December 1st, of course, 2021 at 6:37 in the morning. And we're into December. There's a lot of stuff going on. It is insane. It's always insane in the crypto world. Never underestimate the crypto space, because just when you think you know what's going on, bam, something hits you out of left field. So that's what it do. So anyway, this is my video blog, aka Brain Dump, and I just kind of talk about every single thing that I've learned or experienced in crypto the day before, whether it be through videos, articles, podcasts, books. And we still read books nowadays. And so I'm not sponsored by anybody, not shilling anything, and definitely not financial advice, not technical analysis, not one of those TA guys that does those pretty little graphs everywhere. And I barely do some fundamental analysis. Take it for what you will. All right. Let's look at the old CoinGecko and see what we have going on here. So this is the typical coin market cap type of listings. and a lot of coins try to get listed on these things, and they do. And a lot, and it's a way to keep track of, what is doing what and how much volume is running through it, what the market cap is, meaning how much money has been put into it. And it's right here is ranked by market cap. You can filter it and rank it all different types of ways if you want. So let's see here. At the top, we have Bitcoin dominance of 38.7 and ETH dominance at 20% of the entire market cap. So the entire market cap in crypto right now, what number is that? That looks like to be 2,797,788,816,265. Honestly, I can't even really fathom what 2 trillion is. At that point, it's just like, that's a lot of money. So Bitcoin's at 57,270. It's good to see it kind of get out of its little 54,000 stool that it pulled up and sat down on for a little bit. Didn't make that $75,000 prediction that I heard a lot of people mid-November or early November saying it was going to hit. Ethereum, $4,713.26. Is this all-time high? Is it? Why did my voice do that? Is it all-time high? Let's see here. ETH price, $4,704. Where's the all-time high? All-time high, $4,878.26. And that was on November 10th. So are we going back into, we're in all-time high territory. Is it going to hit all-time high? I don't know. It's definitely been performing well. It's definitely been performing better than Bitcoin, that's for sure. So it's probably driving a lot of the maxis, the Bitcoin maxis, absolutely bonkers. But, it's okay. I like Bitcoin. I like Ethereum. And I like a lot of the other layer one solutions too. And that drives the Ethereum people crazy. You can't like layer one solutions. You can't like Avalanche. It's just going to dwindle away. I don't know, man. I think there's a place for all types of cryptocurrencies, especially when I was reading about the virtual machine versus the WASM, the WebAssembly language, and how the WebAssembly language is like COSM, WASM, and stuff like that is a step up from Ethereum virtual machine. However, they're all talking to Ethereum virtual machines and they're all talking to each other. So I don't think any one is going to supplant the other. I think they're all going to communicate with each other. This can already be seen in the IBC versus with the Cosmos ecosystem, the Inter-Blockchain Communications Protocol. Yeah, I think they'll all have their niches and stuff like that. For instance, Theta Network is right now is now a Metaverse token, and it's been really deep into the whole video content delivery network space and stuff like that. It's going to act as kind of the plumbing of the entire Metaverse as far as delivering video and So, all right. So Binance Coin, 642.12, Tether, a stable coin, Solana, 222.41, Cardano, $1.59, XRP, $1, Polkadot is 37.49, USDC, stable coin. The Doge hanging in there at number 10, I don't know how, but it's at 21 cents. AVAX, Avalanche, 122.70, so back up from a little dip there. Shiba Inu, some weird number, way well below zero. I don't really pay attention to the two dog coins that much, honestly. Terra, 5701, crypto.com, 73 cents, crypto.com. I've been making some big, big moves lately. What else do we have here? Chainlink, 2638. I could go down the list and, I don't spend too much time talking about price because there's just so much more going on. To me, it's not really about crypto. It's about Web3. And that, to me, is the real revolution happening right now, is the ability to own your data, to not be locked into social media networks and have them own all your data and then have to completely start from zero and from scratch. If you want to migrate away from a social media network that might be censoring you, like Facebook or something, or Facebook is just lame now anyway. So we're starting to see some Web3 social media projects crop up, and which gives you the power to own all your data and own your network, because a network is really valuable now. As can be seen, that's how Facebook has grown in the way it has, because it built a network. And you know what? I found out an interesting fact the other day. The Gemini twins, the Winklevoss twins, they originally, back in the Yale days, and I think it was Yale, actually, and one of those Ivy League institutions, they hired Mark Zuckerberg to create Facebook. And then Mark Zuckerberg took Facebook and ran off on his own. And it's interesting. So now there's like this little rivalry between, Facebook and the Gemini twins. And so now that's beginning to manifest itself in the area that the Gemini twins are now being funded like $400 million in order to create a different metaverse. And they're seeking to create a more decentralized version of the metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg is wanting to create through Facebook. I wouldn't trust anything out of Facebook as far as I can throw it. And I got kind of a bad back. So, All right. So let's see here. Let's look at my bookmarks. I had that bookmarked on here somewhere. Ethereum's about to hit the big screen with the development of an actual movie, a blockbuster about Ethereum's origins. If you've ever read The Infinite Machine by Camila Russo, that's a really good book, easy reading. It looks like now they're having a movie about it. Let's just take a quick look at this article. It wasn't on my docket for today, but I've been hearing it, just one of those things. And it's like, man, I got to check that out. So let's take a look at zycrypto.com. Ethereum is about to hit the big screen with the development of a blockbuster about its origins. So a movie about Ethereum could be hitting the cinemas in no distant time. The movie is an adaptation of a best-selling book that covers the early history of the Ethereum network. Just name it. It's Camila Russo's The Infinite Machine. I have that book laying around here somewhere. I think it's in my car. Funding for the proposed movie will come from NFT sales from artists around the world. Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency, is taking a monumental leap towards going mainstream with the announcement of a movie in the works. Bitcoin has enjoyed the bulk of screen time with several honorable mentions in movies, but this time it's Ethereum's time to shine. From the pages of a book to a cinema, Ethereum's ecosystem was buzzing with excitement after it announced that the best-selling book from financial writer Camila Russo will be made into a movie. The book titled The Infinite Machine, How an Army of Crypto Hackers is Building the Next Internet with Ethereum, chronicled the history of Ethereum from the early days when it was only an idea in the head of Vitalik Buterin to rise as a heavyweight in the industry. The movie will be an adaptation from the book and will be the first mainstream feature-length film on cryptocurrencies in history. I think there's been like a couple fictional, movies about it, and they over-dramatize, hackers and like the Silk Road and stuff like that. I can't remember the name of those, but this is like, I guess, an actual movie covering it's interesting. I wonder how they're going to portray the spaceship house in Zug, Switzerland, where they all live together, and they're going to dramatize it and maybe make it like some kind of reality show almost, with Charles Hoskinson being like the whole foil and him being the kind of the arch nemesis and down there trying to hold all these board meetings with all these like hackers being like, what's up, dude? It's one fucking code, man. So I don't know. So anyway, that's what I got out of the book, right? So aside from the creation, it aims to create a thriving community off of it through the use of NFTs and one that is driven by the ethos of decentralization. So it looks like they're going to incorporate NFTs into this movie, and we've been seeing that with the Stoner Cats. Was it Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, the two actors, the celebs that are creating this this animation that was funded by NFTs, Stoner Cats. And they fund, instead of going through the, because people like Netflix and Amazon and all these movie studios didn't want to fund an animation that was based on marijuana, because marijuana's a killer. Or so they say. But now, apparently it's not. Even though I don't smoke marijuana, now that it's become legally acceptable in a lot of states and socially acceptable in a lot of places. It's funny because back when I was turned 21, I'd quit drinking for a while, and then I quit smoking weed, and now here it is, all socially acceptable and stuff. So I'm just like cursed to do stuff that's not socially acceptable, and then it becomes socially acceptable later. Like skateboarding too, I skated when I got beat up for skating, and then now here it is, like in the Olympics. So here it is, Stoner Cats. You connect your wallet, and it was funded by NFTs and instead of the traditional routes of having to go through Netflix and all that stuff. And so, yeah, so back to the article. So it looks like they're going to be doing something maybe similar with NFTs. NFTs are an integral part of the project, creating a sense of community while providing the funds for the production. Right here, bam. The collection will feature 50 artists from the US, Mexico, India, Kenya, amongst others. So each selected artist will work on 10 versions of the Ethereum logo that will be divided into four equal parts that can create 10,499 unique Ethereum logo mosaics. Aside from the aesthetics, some of the NFTs have utility and create and certain perks for the owners. Owners of some can appear as an extra in the movie, a VIP spot at the premiere, and visits to the shoot scenes. It's amazing the things that NFTs are able to do by creating an extra layer of interactivity for the audience and the production. And we saw that recently in my episode a couple of weeks back, where I talked about that Mad Realities.xyz TV show. It's like a dating show in which the audience will be able to buy NFTs that look like little roses, and they will be able to participate in the show by helping determine the direction that the person has to go through in the dating show and who they get paired with and stuff like that. And who is casted and stuff like that. It's interesting concept, and it's yet another example how NFTs are starting to integrate into the entertainment industry. And this can also be seen with the Theta Network project as well. Katy Perry is getting ready to launch an NFT project on the Theta Network. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening there. So anyway, let's move on to the docket and see what else we have here. Rainbow Rolls, one of my favorite NFT projects, by the way. This is an NFT project, and I do own a Rainbow Roll let me see. I'll pull it up on my phone here just so you can take a quick little gander at it. Let's see here. Where'd you go? Rainbow Rolls. And it's in my MetaMask, because you can't pull up NFTs on the desktop browser as far as in your MetaMask. Otherwise, I'll have to go dig around for it, and I don't feel like doing that right now. So let's see here. Zerion is a great app. Actually, I use Zerion quite a bit to kind of get a general gist of all my stuff that I have. So if you can see that is my rainbow roll. And it's pretty cute and all. But the point is I got it at minting, and 20% of that will go to RIP medical debt, and another percentage of that goes to giveth.io, and then another percentage of that went to somewhere else, Gitcoin, yes, and that's a foundation that raises funds for projects, for development projects and stuff like that. So it goes to really good stuff, and because, you know, this whole NFT craze has been a little, you know, kind of reminiscent of, you know, Lambos back in the early ICO days of 2017, and then, you know, everybody buying all this extravagant stuff and have going to these extravagant parties, this total just like glutton of just luxuries that people are buying with all this newly found wealth, total new money, you know, BS, and yeah, people going nuts with it. That's why people don't, people that win the lottery don't ever really sustain their wealth. It's kind of the NFT craze right now is kind of reminding me of something like that. So it's good to see them take that type of momentum and do it for something good. So as long as people are going to completely degen and be total degenerates and buy these random JPEGs for several thousand to hundreds of thousands to even millions of dollars, why not take percentages of that and dump it into something good and make you feel good about it? You know? So, but seriously, the amount of debt that they've helped wipe away, and let me follow RIP medical debt, for just random people, they get a letter in the mail that says, you know what, your medical debt has been cleared up. And they're just like, what in the hell? Are you serious? And that's an amazing windfall for some families that really need it, who, you know, maybe they had an unexpected, you know, broken back or rib cage that put them out of work, and you know, they're financially in dire straits, and then suddenly, you know, all that debt ends up going to collections, and they can't they don't have credit for anything, and their life is terrible, you know, financially, and for suddenly this their medical debt to be completely wiped away because a bunch of people who were buying NFTs bought this toilet paper to wipe away the medical debt. And yeah, man, it's a really good use case of this type of stuff. So anyway, they're having tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is 8 p.m. Central time where I am. They're having a Gitcoin grants round 12 party. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'm going to try to tune in if I can. And let's see what's going on here. Louis C. Rhymes will be there. And I've just checked him out, and is Hip Hop Heads. He runs that, and it's into hiphopheads.io. And here I am on the website going to it. And let's see, 5K available, 5,000 available, minting for 0.03 ETH each. Louis C. Rhymes presents Hip Hop Heads, the NFT album. So he's creating an NFT, an album using the concept of NFTs. Once again, NFTs expanding into music and audio, as well as just movies. So NFTs are going everywhere in the entertainment industry. So you've heard Louis, the ILB collection. I have not, so I'll check it out. Smash the cypher scene, turn up the metaverse with unrivaled energy as an MC, and that's just the beginning. Hip Hop Heads is Louis's official album delivered through 5,000 uniquely generated NFTs with a twist. Each one contains part of the album as an audio component with its own rarity. And that's really cool because I did get an NFT from Audius, which is a Web3 type of Spotify-ish music platform. And during their genesis, I was given, because I was an early holder of the Audius token, and I have some music up on Audius, I was given an NFT, and I didn't realize the NFT had sound. I was like, hey, I was just kind of going through NFTs that I had and that had been dropped to me. And I actually had the sound on this one. I was like, oh, this one has music to it, you know? So that was a nice surprise. But then it realized that, yeah, the NFTs and audio are a really cool mix, and you can own specific parts of songs. So it gives digital rights to musicians in a way and control over those rights in a way that they've never been able to have before, because they've always had to go through these intermediaries such as labels and these platforms, even such as Spotify and stuff, that take a huge percentage. So, and it ends up only like 10% of that final revenue actually goes to the artists. So each token comes with a non-exclusive commercial rights usage license for the song that it plays, but holding 10 or more will unlock the license for all 10 songs on the album. The value doesn't stop there. Louis is building a community of artists of all kinds and rewarding collectors that bring artists to the space. These rewards will come directly from the community wallet, funded by 16% of all initial and secondary sales. That will be created. So these rewards will come directly from the community wallet that will be created after the initial sale sells out. Funds will be used to reward active holders and pay resident artists voted in by the community. Holders will have direct access to collaborate with residents, hip hop heads, artists at a discounted price, among other benefits further detailed in the roadmap. This looks really cool. And this is a great way to kind of interact between the music lovers and the artists who are creating that music. I've always been into music. You know, back in the day in the early 2000s, I ran a little pirate radio out of my house. And I ended up butting heads with the BMI, SESAC, and ASCAP as all those licensing and royalty agencies. And I was having to pay all these all this money to hold the licensing for bands that I didn't even play. Like the Austin Chronicle came and talked to me, and they were like, "Hey, man, you know, what's going on with this?" Because they wanted to know about all this licensing war going on. And people, for instance, I was playing local bands from San Antonio and Austin who, you know, obviously didn't have the distribution and weren't out there trying to get royalties. So I was ended up paying BMI, SESAC, and ASCAP these pretty hefty fees for the license to be able to play crap like Metallica and U2 that I didn't play anyway on my station. But I had to play it in order to be able to have the right to play music publicly, which is total BS. So this kind of eliminates a lot of that stuff. This is my first time looking at this website. So this looks pretty cool. And it's only 0.03 Ethereum right now for an NFT. So I might jump on to that. Let me see. Let me just connect the old wallet there. And I don't know. I won't buy it right here right now. Maybe I will. Man, this is so tough. I mean, I love everything that has to do with music. And so this is tugging at my heartstrings right here. You know what I'm saying? So let's see here. Hold on. Let me pull up my stream, make sure my stream's okay. Okay. So it's utility, commercial rights, ticket to live performances, voting rights, physical merch, unlockable content, community parties and giveaways. Pretty interesting stuff. I'll link this in the video description so you can go take a look. But that's not all. The whole reason why I was talking about this stuff today, I was also wanting to talk about this new Ethereum World that I found out. So tonight, we're happy to sell Ethereum World posted. And I didn't know about Ethereum World except through Rainbow Rolls. So Rainbow Rolls is really kind of a conduit to a lot of really cool stuff. So, if you're into new NFT projects and really cool Web3 stuff, Rainbow Rolls is a really good door to a lot of this stuff, because they're really getting into a lot of stuff. And the same thing with Giveth and Gitcoin as well. So Ethereum World says, "We're happy to celebrate tomorrow." This was yesterday, the world's first Web3 Wednesday with Rainbow Rolls. It's taking place on December 1st in the NFTP Discord. So that's where all this will be happening, is in the NFTP Discord. So if you aren't part of that Discord server, I will link this in the video description as well, so you can find your way there. And there will be a giveaway of invite codes to access Ethereum World. So let's go take a look at this Ethereum World and see what's up, because I'm going to go check out Ethereum World. And like I said, how I got started on this was the whole idea of new social media. And we see this already happening with GM.xyz. And then we see this happening with Ethereum World now. So I'm trying to pull up GM.xyz. See, here I am a part of this NFT community in GM.xyz, which is a Web3-based social media platform. And like I was saying, you get to take all your followers with you in Web3, going from social media platform to social media platform, if that social media platform does not behave in the way that you like that follows your personal philosophy. So let's see here. I'm wondering if I could take my followers from GMXYZ and go over here to Ethereum World if I ever needed to, or vice versa. So all this stuff is being worked out, and I still have a lot of questions. So here's GM.XYZ, and it is an Ethereum-based social media platform, and you get to follow all these communities. It's very much like Reddit, right? And I talked about them a couple days back, or a few days back. So let's go back over here to Ethereum World, and let's go to their website. Ethereum.world is not opened yet. So if you, it's in the alpha stage to people, you have to send them a message in order to gain access to it, because they're trying to scale up to allow for users. And scaling is important. So let me make sure that this is showing up just fine. Okay. So it says shape the future home of Ethereum community. So everybody right now is, it reminds me of the early days of social networking. We had Friendster before Facebook, you had Orkut, you know, you had MySpace, of course. So a lot of these social medias, and then Facebook was only for college people back then, were popping up and kind of, you know, competing in a way, not really competing. It's just like, you know, everybody kind of said they had their own little twist on it. Okay. So be among the first to explore a new world of social interaction. So building an unstoppable Ethereum social movement. We believe, that says in here, we believe that Ethereum is more than a technology for freedom. Ethereum is also a world-changing community of millions of hearts and minds. It's totally unacceptable for our interactions to remain at the mercy of centralized platforms that own your data, right? So now imagine a world in which we all come together and build a new home. A world in which we can accelerate Ethereum adoption and make a difference. A world where Ethereum is fun, social, and easy to use. A world where you belong. This world doesn't have to remain in your imagination. Let's make it a reality together. And right now, Ethereum and in crypto in general is still a little clunky from going from the fiat world, like the dollars world, and going through an on-ramp through a centralized exchange. Or now, I guess you can do it through MetaMask and through MoonPay and stuff like that. I saw some rapper that was investing heavily in MoonPay, and it's actually not a bad move. And that would be a stock, you know, not a crypto. Then from there you have to go and learn how to mess with MetaMask, and how to a lot of times put in RPCs to other networks, and then to connect to the websites and stuff. It's a learning curve, you know. But they're slowly starting to hone down and refine that process. So let's see here. This is Ethereum is for everyone. Ethereum is for the world. Okay, marketing speaks. Stay in touch with your community through posts in your timeline. Explore and engage in conversations or start new ones. This is just the start. See what lies ahead. So let's see here. Let's see. It's given basically a timeline. All right. Hey, it's cool little NFTs right there. Okay. So let's go to the app and go to Alpha App and see what this looks like. And akasha.ethereum.world. All right. Okay, so loading scripts, please wait. Do 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 do. All right, I'll accept these cookies. All right. Hello, fellow Ethereans. We are in the private alpha at this time. If you'd like to participate, just drop us a message and we'll send you a ticket for the next shuttle going to Ethereum World. Please bear in mind, we're onboarding new people gradually to make sure our systems can scale up. Bon voyage. All right. So it looks like these are posts from people that Ethereum World follows. So you follow profiles and you follow Web3 wallets, I guess. But I guess you don't give your information. Interesting. I'm still kind of wrapping my head, because you have to sign in and sign up. So how is that you connecting your Web3 wallet and then all your information being ported over? So I'm still a little vague on how all this is working. So all this will, you know, this is a daily show, so don't expect me to have all the answers on this stuff. I'm going through the docket and looking up things that are of interest to me to this day that pop up and catch my attention. So we're all looking at this together. But apparently here's a bunch of posts from a bunch of people who are already participating in this. So I don't know. So topics and people, I mean, it looks like Facebook or Twitter, you know, but based on Web3. So Interesting. All right. So I'll be interested to see. I'm going to try to attend this tonight. Let's see here. Where did that tweet go? But it's over here on the Discord server in the Rainbow Rolls Discord server. I'm going to learn more about this tonight and try to come back to you on it. So here's the Ethereum World Twitter page at World of Ethereum. At World of Ethereum on Twitter. So it says, we're excited to announce a new version of Ethereum World is live. We're close to the point where we can all co-create our very own flagship Web3 social network. And here is the invite. We're happy to celebrate tomorrow, World's first Web3 Wednesday with Rainbow Rolls, taking place on December 1st in the NFTP Discord at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, 8 p.m. Austin, Texas Time, and then 6 p.m. Los Angeles Time. So interesting. Okay. Well, and I want to go into this article probably tomorrow. After the crypto canon and the NFT canon, here's the DAO canon by A16Z. A16Z puts out some pretty cutting edge stuff. Let's see. All right. Well, like I said, there's always stuff to talk about and a lot of crazy stuff going on in this space. And my docket every single morning is 100% full. I don't ever get to talk about every single thing that I wanted to talk about. But I think I touched the tip on a lot of icebergs today. So if you're interested in exploring further, look down in the video description. You can find the links to everything I'm talking about and explore for yourself. And I'll try to report back tomorrow what I've found out. So we shall see. All right. That being said, I hope you all have a good day and hit me up on give me a thumbs up and hit me up on DMs and Twitter. My DMs are always open. And enjoy your day. Bye.